Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Recruiting Every Second. I am your host, Blaine Gilmer, here on the Believe Podcast Network as I bring you the SEC Recruiting Show here on the network, and it is presented to you by Bet Online. And ladies and gentlemen, what a day yesterday, June 1st, was. We took the Memorial Day weekend off, didn't have a show on Monday on Memorial Day. Want to make sure we express how thankful, how much gratitude I have, my whole family has, everyone I know at the Believe Podcast Network has, for those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And that's what Memorial Day was all about. So we took that off in observance of that. Very thankful for to live in the United States, in a country where we have men and women who are willing to fight and lay down their lives if necessary to protect our freedom. And just, that's not a common thing around the world. So very thankful for that. Appreciative of everything that goes on in the United States with our military and the military families. So make sure to tell each and every time you see one of those people or one of those families how much you appreciate them and what they've done and sacrificed, especially those who paid the ultimate price. And it's all about SEC recruiting here on Recruiting Every Second. And yesterday was June 1st, the opening of the long extended dead period due to COVID-19. And overshadowing it all, no matter all these camps across the country were going on, all the SEC schools had people on their campuses, but two transfer pickups, if you will, out of the portal by the University of Georgia ruled the day. A Rick Gilbert from LSU, former five-star tight end, he's coming into Georgia as an athlete, more as a wide receiver, hybrid flex split out type player type role in Todd Monken's offense. And then of course, Darian Kendrick from Clemson, a 3-year starting corner, former all ACC defender, leaves Clemson, who, you know, he started out as a wide receiver, so he's got offensive playbook knowledge, stuff like that. And now he's going to come to Georgia. And oh, by the way, Georgia and Clemson play each other first week of the season. So I'm going to give a little reaction to that here after this word from Bet Online. You know, Kirby Smart and company are betting that Rick Gilbert and Darian Kendrick are going to help them boost their national title odds. And guys, the national title odds for Georgia went up tremendously. I think they started out at plus 800, and now it's well down below plus 600, maybe to plus 500 for Georgia to win the national title. And if you were on Bet Online before that, you could have taken advantage of that. Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head on over to the website, betonline.ag, or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And for sure, the chances, those betting odds of the University of Georgia to win the national championship have assuredly gone up with a tremendous weapon like a Rick Gilbert, who is reportedly going to be eligible immediately. Darian Kendrick has a little bit of work to do in terms of the academic aspect of things, but the full expectation is that he will be ready for that September 4th game against Clemson. And if you want to get all the details on that, guys, everything that's been going on for, I guess, a week or two now ahead of time, UGASports.com. I'm an analyst over there for the Rivals affiliate, the Georgia Rivals affiliate. Talk a lot about Rick Gilbert, Darian Kendrick, everything going on UGAs. If you want to check that out, you can go to UGASports.com. But then, of course, on here, I just say the impact that Rick Gilbert and Darian Kendrick have on the SEC. I think Georgia, far and away, I think they were the favorite in the SEC East, I think they are now even further separated themselves from the rest of the SEC East in terms of a talent aspect. And Kirby Smart really and company have no excuses this time around. They've got every single weapon, every single piece addressed that they needed to go out and compete for a title. They could even end up getting George Pickens back at some point, maybe closer to the middle of the season. And what a tremendous offense in terms of the options that Todd Monken has to work with now. There is literally no holes. The running backs are you know, a great group of running backs. I don't know that there's any one guy that I say is just a standout breakout star, even though I think Kendall Milton could become that for Georgia. And then, of course, you've got Jermaine Burton, who had a tremendous freshman year, Darnell Washington, Brock Bowers, John Fitzpatrick, one of the best tight end groups in the country. Now a Rick Gilbert comes, and he's going to kind of supplement that group with some of the flex out stuff. Also, he's going to be play a true wide receiver a lot of the time. And then JT Daniels is the best quarterback Georgia's had in terms of just overall talent in a long time, and Georgia has felt pretty good about that. If they can get the front five figured out and get the right fit, the right combination of those five going into the season, then Georgia is going to be dangerous offensive. Of course, they open up with Clemson right away, so that'll test the mettle of all that. And having that experienced corner now on the outside and the style of play that Georgia and Kirby Smart and Dan Lanning use on defense, a lot of man-to-man coverage schemes, a lot of matchup zone-type schemes, and bringing in Darren Kendrick is huge in terms of a experience aspect. Now they have Tyke Smith, who transferred from West Virginia as well. So the secondary seems to have been shored up now after losing a lot of talent to the NFL over this offseason. But that's really the news. No big commits dropped yesterday. There's a lot of offers going out right now. Guys are going up and down boards because they haven't been seen in 16, 18 months by these coaches in person. And the month of June is going to be absolutely crazy. And if you want to keep up with all of it, guys, head over to Rivals, whatever your SEC team. They have a own dedicated site. A lot of promos going on over right now, so make sure you get over there. Again, wanted to remind everybody this show is brought to you by Bet Online. We read the promo earlier. You know, a lot of stuff you can get done over there for in terms of the news, the scores, the odds, everything you need. But today is all about Ole Miss football. That is going to be our feature interview today with Miss Jordan Dollinger. We are so excited to have met Jordan through the Believe Podcast Network. She is the host of Believe in Everything Ole Miss, and very insightful into her experience as a Ole Miss alumni. She's analyzed the team, kept up with the team, and hosts a show each and every week on Ole Miss and Ole Miss athletics, fully versed in the lane train, come to the sip, party in the sip movement. So I hope you'll enjoy this feature interview with Miss Jordan Dollinger. And remember, the show is recruiting every second. You can follow this show using at recruiting underscore SEC. You can follow myself, Blaine Gilmer, using at BGilmer18. And hope you enjoy this interview with Miss Jordan Dollinger. All right, now we are here with our feature interview today with Miss Jordan Dollinger, who is the host and Believe in Everything Ole Miss. Jordan, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I'm super excited to be talking some Ole Miss football with you. A Ole Miss alum, Miss Jordan is. And Jordan, I wanted to first off ask, what's it like being an Ole Miss alum and having the lane train experience come to town last year? What was that like just from a, now let's forget the analyst, the reporter, the news person, personality right now. Let's talk about just Jordan as a Ole Miss alumni. What was that like?
For sure. Yeah, I would say that during my time at Ole Miss, I feel like I experienced some of the very best and very worst, let's be honest, let's keep it real, moments. And having Lane Kiffin And that whole experience as an Ole Miss fan was definitely one of the best, I would say. It was so needed at Ole Miss. It was so needed for the Rebel fans like myself. And it just brought this whole new energy and this whole new life to a college town and a college program that I think really needed it. I think that any program would have really benefited from Lane Kiffin obviously entering their program. But I think for us specifically, it was just a match made in heaven. And, you know, I can only imagine what is to come. But first year so far has been more than I think anyone, including myself, could have ever hoped for or expected. So yeah, I think at first, honestly, I wasn't super familiar with him. I knew of him. I knew of some of the previous schools and programs he'd been a part of, some of the drama, but I didn't know how it was going to work out. I didn't know how it was going to fit. So, and of course, Ole Miss is no stranger to its own drama. So I was like, maybe this will work out nicely. And lo and behold, it did. And it has. And hopefully it continues to do that. So yeah, I would just say overall, very pleasantly surprised. Definitely something that I think is, like I said, a perfect match and a perfect marriage of the two. So yeah, I think Ole Miss, you know, we might not always win the game, but we never lose the party. And I don't think Lane Kiffin does either. So I think it's perfect.
Well, that was definitely what I wanted to lead into, was the party. The whole mantra there now, when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to the spring game, the hashtags are, you know, party in the SIP, come to the SIP, all that kind of stuff. Lane Kiffin is totally tapping into that environment. He's a younger guy himself, and, you know, tries to, I think, relate and identify to the atmosphere that's there. Obviously, you have the Grove and that kind of experience that is on game day, just even before Lane Kiffin got there. And Lane Kiffin was there during, as you and I were talking before we started recording, how you are out in LA and kind of experienced a COVID year out there compared to the previous years you were out there. Well, imagine all the success Lane Kiffin had and the excitement that was at Ole Miss during a COVID year. What is that going to be like when it's back to full stands there in Mississippi?
Yeah, so this year was very interesting. It was very different, as we all know. And I think that the engagement that Lane Kiffin was able to drum up and stir up and keep the entire season was not only really impressive, but just, I think, made Ole Miss fans like feel warm and fuzzy inside, or at least it was, maybe it was just me, but I think that something that is so important, and I've seen these graphics all over Twitter, and I'm sure you have, and I'm sure you guys listening have as well, but social media engagement, top engagers for different sports teams, right? And Lane Kiffin is always one or two at the top of that list. And I've seen a lot of them from a lot of different places, but he's always up there, and it's so true. He has garnered so much engagement and it's so authentic, and you can tell that he's so excited to do this. And he's never been shy or quiet on Twitter by any means, but to have it now turned our way and Ole Miss fans' way has been so much fun to watch. Seeing the things that he likes, retweets, posts himself, the memes, the one-liners, the graphics, Merry Flipmas, like all of this stuff has been so fun. And it's something that Ole Miss fans like myself totally buy into 100% because we're excited and we believe it. And it's just not something that we've had recently. We haven't had a head coach that's been that active and that, for lack of a better word, hilarious and funny and fun to engage with. So I think that his social media presence in general has just been fantastic. Whether you're an Ole Miss fan or not, you can appreciate everything that he is doing on that front. But yeah, I think that it's also just drummed up, you know, towards the point of recruitment, so many more eyes and ears on the program. And I think that a lot of the time, I think that Ole Miss can be one of those forgotten about programs and schools when it comes to recruitment. I think that it's as much as I would like to say and believe that it is the very best, and it is, and we can go into that. I can talk about how Ole Miss, I could talk about for weeks and months and forever about how my experience as a student, you know, and just the athletics and everything was, you know, a once in a lifetime thing. But I think that these other kids are getting a look into a program that's had so much new life injected into it and been like, yes, I want to go somewhere. Obviously, these kids want to go somewhere where they're going to get eyes on them because they want to turn pro. That's pretty much what kids want to do. If they don't want to turn pro, you know, they want to go to college and they want to try at least. So on top of that, though, on top of your aspirations to eventually take sports and your athletics career to the next level, you want to have a good college experience. So I think that there are some schools out there that everyone knows are the top options. But I think that with everything that Lane Kiffin is doing, that Ole Miss can kind of climb that ladder and be one of those top options, hopefully in the next few years or so. It's a growing process. So I know that not everyone is going to jump ship tomorrow and want to come to Ole Miss, but I think over the next few years, it could build into something where kids, it is one of their top options. And I think that we've already seen that kind of reflected this past, fall postseason, you know, this past year in 2020 with a lot of the kids that, like I said, flipped from the schools that they were already committed to and are now committed to us. So yeah, I think so far it's been a good time. I'm excited to see what else comes out of the woodworks.
Here on Recruiting Every Second with Jordan Dollinger of Believe in Everything Ole Miss. And Jordan, you know, you talk about kind of the excitement that Lane Kiffin has generated. And of course, you touched on it there. Recruiting is the lifeblood of every program. It's what we focus on here on this show. So I do want to hit that with you here on this episode of Recruiting Every Second, where we talk about kind of the 2021 class that Lane Kiffin was able to pull together. You know, I mean, he didn't have the full complement of recruiting these guys since they were freshmen and sophomores, but did a lot of late scrambling there. As you mentioned, Mary Flipmus, a lot of those guys, and we'll talk about some of those. But man, just Lane Kiffin in terms of a recruiter, I think that what you were talking about is he's selling the fun, selling that, hey, we want to win, but at the same time, we're not going to take ourselves too overly serious. What we're trying to do is just have a great time winning, playing great football. Is that kind of the sense that you're getting of what he's building there?
Yeah, I think that, of course, his job is to recruit. And like you said, that is, you know, one of, if not the most important part. But I think that his approach, at least from what I've gathered, is to just lay all of the cards out there and say, hey, this is what we do. We have a good time doing it. And if you want to be part of that, then come this way. And it feels really organic. And it feels, you know, a lot of the things that he posts online is, you know, why wouldn't you want to come be a part of this? And like, you know, come to the SIP and things like that. And like, where else would you want to be? And these things that make people think, hey, well, yeah, where else would I want to be? Look how much fun these guys are having, and they're playing great football, and the atmosphere is insane. And on top of that, I get to go to a school where, athletics aside, just the entire atmosphere of Oxford is a great place to be. And so I think that everything has come really natural and organic, and that's been reflected. You know, last year in the SEC, I think Ole Miss was 12th and 34th in the nation recruiting class. This year, Ole Miss is 6th in the SEC and 17th in the nation. So huge improvement. And I think a lot of that goes to Lane Kiffin. I think that he is that new foundation that this is all being built upon. And I think of the 25 recruits that Ole Miss has, I believe 15 of them are enrolled, 10 of them have signed letters of intent. And I think that it's really fantastic. I know we have two transfers as well, one from Maryland and one from Western Kentucky, I believe. And, you know, and we'll go into the flips here in a minute, I'm sure. But I think that it's so important to note that what Lane Kiffin has been able to do, I feel like he has taken this program that was just dying to have new life put into it and has just given it this surge. And now all of these kids, like I said, are getting to see Ole Miss in a new light, that we are winners and we can win and we can have fun doing it. And if we get the right people in here and we get these kids in this program under him, then, you know, there's no telling what this program can do and there's no stopping it. So I'm really happy with where recruiting is so far. Like I said, it's just organically grown so much, you know, from last year to this year, and it's not over. And so we don't know where it's going to land, but I would say sixth in the SEC is a good place for me to be right about now.
Absolutely. So that 2021 class, like you said, end up coming in at six, and there could be some stuff going on this summer, depending on what happens with this one time SEC presidential vote of transfer rules, whether they're going to allow it to occur, all this kind of stuff, crazy stuff. But you're exactly right in terms of creating that excitement, putting that surge of energy. And I don't think in having fun doing it, I don't think any game did more for Ole Miss than that toe to toe loss they had with Alabama, because I mean, they played Alabama better than anybody else in the country the entire year, a Alabama team that was unbelievable. And Lane Kiffin came oh so close, about as close as anybody other than Kirby Smart in the national championship game a couple years ago, to being the first former coach under Saban to beat Nick Saban. And Lane's throwing his clipboard up in there when they're scoring touchdowns. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. So you're absolutely right. It's a lot of fun. And I think that's one reason you talked about those flips earlier. That's one reason, like quarterback Luke Altmyer, who came for, he was committed to Florida State, decommits, ends up going to Ole Miss. Hudson Wolf, Tennessee, he goes to Ole Miss. You got MJ Daniels, Mississippi State, goes to Ole Miss. That one has the sting for in there in the Egg Bowl rivalry. Brandon Buckhalter, same thing, Mississippi State. I mean, so a lot of these guys flipped over just in terms of covering the team and, you know, talking to people who were around the program. When all those guys that were committed elsewhere started to flip over late last year after pretty much the product on the field had been laid out, was the feeling there that, hey, that message of we're going to compete and we're going to have fun doing it starting to take root? I mean, and then Lane, of course, celebrating in Lane fashion, like you said.
I would say that I feel like, for me personally, you get the feeling that sometimes for Ole Miss, you have to try to convince other people that it is a standout program and that it is a substantial, significant program. You have to convince kids that they want to go here. You have to convince them that this is one of those top SEC programs that you want to be a part of. And I feel like, yes, there is obviously a lot of convincing that still goes into it, but I feel like this year there's been such a shift from we have to convince people that Ole Miss deserves the recognition and the credit that we know it deserves, to people, kids recognize that now. And now it's just a matter of getting them in here and kind of delivering on the promises that we've made. And I feel like that is kind of the direction that all of this is going. You touched on all of those kids that had previously committed to other places. And I mean, I don't think that people even realize how insane this is, but literally Lane Kiffin showed up to a press conference in a Mary Flipmas t-shirt. Like, how iconic is that? How epic is that? What other college coach is doing this and is like no regrets and is just coming out here and being like, this is it. This is Ole Miss and this is us and this is how we do things, and why wouldn't you want to be a part of it?
And being cool doing it, because
so cool, so calm. Like, he doesn't even, it's not, he's like, oh, this shirt, I was just in this earlier. Like, he didn't just get it printed 20 minutes ago. Just so calm.
Well, you look at Dan Mullen at Florida showing up to a post game press conference in like a Darth Vader outfit, and everybody's like, dude, what are you doing? Like, he's the biggest dork out there. But Lane does this crazy stuff, and everybody's like, hey, we love this guy. It's great. And it's just such a difference, because like, it's almost like something from like, you know, professional wrestling or a comic book or something like that. Lane was like this major bad guy early on, and now everybody just loves him. A total, you know, from heel to baby face type turn. So it's a great thing to see. And, you know, a lot of stuff is going to be happening this summer, Jordan, with these 2022 kids, the kids that graduate next spring, that'll be enrolling this December. They have been impacted more than anybody else in history, because it's been 18 months without seeing college coaches, visits, all that kind of stuff. Only two commits right now. Lane's going to be – but I mean, that's fair, because they haven't got to evaluate them and all that kind of stuff.
Mississippi State is kind of run up the score a little bit right now in the Egg Bowl recruiting style. They've got 11, 12 commits, something like that. I mean, is Lane already kind of taught, you know, with the spring game, how he finished with the whole party theme, the red carpet? Is he kind of laying that foundation for when these kids start pouring into Oxford here in a couple? I mean, I see them just tweeting out day after day, here's a camp, here's another camp, you know, opportunities for camp. What's it going to be like there in Oxford this summer when all these recruits get to actually come to town?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I think that there's still a lot of, you know, for lack of a better word, convincing that goes on. But Ole Miss is still, no matter the momentum that they have, they're still going to hit it hard with camps, things like that, visits of that nature. But I think that I really, really believe, because this is the story that everybody tells. If you go on to Believe in Everything Ole Miss, a lot of almost every single one of my feature interviews, I ask these, you know, previous coaches or student athletes, how did you end up at Ole Miss? And every single one of them has the same story, which is the same story as me, which is the same story as a lot of my friends, some who were student athletes, some who were not. I think that when these high schoolers step foot on campus, have an official visit, I think that it's going to be a wrap. I think that anyone of these kids that goes into it with an open mind, not so much maybe for the kids that are probably already have their minds up and they're doing their official visits, you know, just to have pen on paper, things of that nature. But kids that really go into it with an open mind, I think are going to step foot on campus and experience one game and one game day. And I think it's going to be a wrap. I think that more so than any other year, this has always been a thing, but more so than any other year, I think that it is really going to come down to those in-person visits once the season. I really think that that's what it's going to be. I think that everything over the summer, camps, all of that is going to be super beneficial. But I think right as soon as football season starts, right, and we have the Grove back this year, we didn't have it all last year. I had an interview recently with Paris Buchanan, who is one of the associate directors for Ole Miss Athletics, and he was saying that they're on track and they're, you know, depending on what, you know, obviously they have to adhere to state guidelines and things of that nature, but they're going to be on track. They have since released, Ole Miss has, that the Grove is going to be back, you know, pending that everything goes swimmingly. So I think that when these kids get in there, they experience the Grove, they experience game day, and they see something that they could be a part of more so than any other year. I think it's really going to hit home this year on top of, like I said, and like you said, everything that happens over the summer and leading up to it, I think that that's just going to be the icing on the cake. And they're going to be like, where do I get mine? Right here at Ole Miss.
Yeah, Vaught Hemingway Stadium coming this fall with 100% capacity. And a Lane Kiffin, the Lane train rolling at full momentum, definitely will be a very captivating atmosphere and something I think will influence a lot of people. So, guys, that is our show here today, our interview with Miss Jordan. I'm gonna cut that out. Hold on.
It's fine.
With Miss Jordan Dollinger of Believe in Everything Ole Miss. And we are so thankful that you came on, Jordan. And everybody, I'm going to give Jordan a quick second here to let everybody know where you can hear all of her shows and things like that. So, Jordan, where, if they want to listen to everything Ole Miss, where do they need to go?
Yeah, same place that you find this show. It's going to be on the Believe Podcast Network, Believe in Everything Ole Miss. You can check that out. And then also I'm on Twitter at @JDollinger. Come hit me up. For any questions, comments, concerns, if you want to argue, if you want to be friends, anything, I'm there on Twitter, ready to rumble.
Well, you heard it. Mississippi State Bulldogs. Go see, but
especially you guys.
Yeah. Go when Egg Bowl season comes around, you can have a nice little friendly argument there with Jordan on Twitter. No, but we appreciate Jordan coming on. And guys, this episode of Recruiting Every Second. I'm Blaine Gilmer. You can follow me using @BGilmer18 on Twitter and Instagram and @Recruiting_SEC for the show. And make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And we will catch you next time on another episode of Recruiting Every Second. Presented by Bet Online.